Hey guys, this is Jackie Haas, and you are listening to another wrestling podcast. Enjoy the show.
It's time for another wrestling podcast.
Are you ready to beat the man? You have to beat the man.
The champ is here.
Hulkamania destroys you.
For the benefit of those with flash photography,
would you please shut the hell up?
Oh, yes!
Ooh, yeah!
That was what was best for business.
The kid do dig that sucker!
And that's the bottom line.
With your hosts, Steve Credo and Jonathan Benjamin.
All right. Welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm Steve Credo.
And I'm Jonathan Benjamin.
Jonathan, this is the Tough Enough special number two. Welcome to Tough Enough 2.
Tough Enough Season 2, Tough Enough, what are we doing here?
Just our AWP special for Tough Enough, as we're on the road right now for the new debut of the new Tough Enough show, the re-debut of the Tough Enough show coming up soon, so we had to get a little bit of a special out here, speak to some old Tough Enough contestants. 2 weeks ago, we had Jeremiah Riggs, AJ Kirsch, and Eric Watts on the show from last season's Tough Enough, but Jonathan, who's going to be on today?
Well, it's another awesome show. We have none other than Jackie Haas, and we'll have a familiar friend, Keith Apcarry, will be checking in with us as well, and some surprises. So just stay tuned to listen to Tough Enough Special 2.
There you go, guys. What better name than a Tough Enough Special 2? T-E-S 2. It didn't really work, but you know what I mean. Jonathan, episode 54. We've been around the block. We've been here for a while. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So let's keep the ball going, Jonathan. This is part two of a two-part special on Tough Enough. Jonathan, we talked about a lot of Tough Enough last time, but what haven't we talked about yet?
Well, I want to say this real quick. If you're listening to episode number two right now, Tough Enough episode two, and you didn't happen to hear episode one, there's several ways that you can go back and listen to that. So we would encourage you to get on anotherwrestlingpodcast.com, and on there you can find out pretty much everything about us. But we are on iTunes, we're on Podbean, we're on YouTube, so there's plenty of ways to find out about past episodes. And speaking of past episodes, Steve, why would somebody want to watch or listen to a past episode of ours?
Well, that's the greatest thing you could say, Jonathan, because, guys, if you're listening to us right now and you have no idea about us and you're just finding this out, we are unlike a lot of other wrestling podcasts, because on another wrestling podcast, we don't talk about what happened this week in wrestling, what happened on Raw, what happened on Impact, what happened on Ring of Honor, whatever. There's a lot of that, and granted, we love it. We love talking about wrestling. That's why we're here. But, you know, I don't want to go back to episode 12, you know, when you were watching whatever show on August 23rd, you know, 2014 or whatever. It gets outdated and something you just can't listen to over and over. But Jonathan, with us, every show is unique. Every show is different and it's topical. So we talk about a lot of different topics in wrestling. Things that were evergreen, we like to say. Things that are never going to die. So you can talk about it from years from now, and it'll still be as if you were talking about it right now. So, Jonathan, that's why you want to go back and check out all the other episodes, guys, because it's not dated. It's, you know, it's topical dated. So from any topics you want to talk about, we talk about championship belts. We talk about tag teams, giants. You know, there's anything and everything that we talk about. So, guys, as I keep babbling on, you can check out all the great shows on anotherwrestlingpodcast.com, the mothership of AWP. So we're everywhere in the social media universe. It's 2015. You should know where to find us by now.
Well, Steve, it's great to talk to you about this and talk about wrestling all the time. I feel like this isn't a job, because we get to kind of hang out and just talk about the thing that we love a lot. And so today it's our Tough Enough special too. So I think that we should really get into this. But I'm going to go back to last season of Tough Enough. That was season number 5. So this is season 6 that we're about to start right now. Last season was a little difficult to watch at times because it wasn't strictly about wrestling. You know, the past, there wasn't a lot of these challenges or anything like that. It was a lot of in the ring and then, you know, classic reality show where they kind of pitted people in the house against each other or whatever. But last season, we got some interesting things, I'll say. We had, they went to a cheerleading event, yeah. If you remember that. They had police dogs chasing after them. They even did a ropes course. You know, oh, and who can forget the dwarf basketball team that they had to go up against? That was...
I don't get it. I don't get it, man, because it's like, so wait a minute. There's guys who bust their butts every day in a wrestling school, training, you know, running the ropes, so to say, to be a pro wrestler. Meanwhile, this show is, you know, making them do all these silly challenges like it's Double Dare so they don't get slimed. You know, like, is this really putting them in the place to be a pro wrestler, or are we just trying to make entertainment TV here? I mean, do you think them going into this, you know, like, people who are legitimately pro wrestlers want to be a pro wrestler, what the hell does having police dogs or, you know, cheerleading events or anything have to do with becoming a pro wrestler?
Well, I'm gonna ask you a question, and this is... why, once again, I like to do this kind of on the spot here, but do you think that Tough Enough is even relevant knowing what we know now about the Performance Center? Would you rather them just do a show about people being there? It would be maybe like instead of a month long, you know, it would follow the careers of new people that come into NXT down there, and it shows them going to promo class. It shows them, you know...
Yeah, that's it, man. That's exactly what you just said. That's what I want to see. That's what Tough Enough should be. Granted, I know they can't just pick up any cat off the street, so to say, and just be like, hey, come on to wrestling school and we'll film it. You know, you really have to want to do it. So, you know, like, you really have to be a part of it and want to do it. But then, yeah, like, seeing that as they're in there, the guys that really stand apart from the others, that can really do it, really do these classes, really, you know, do what they can in the ring and see that stuff. That's what I really want to see. Like, when they're carrying, I know when they kind of graduated a little bit, NXT, you know, I was thinking of Tough Enough to where they're running around with kegs around the ring. That's how ridiculous that got a little bit, you know. But that's the kind of thing, is like, just stop trying to make it some reality, you know, entertainment show where it's like, you know, that Wipeout where they're just running on the course and you just want to see them get hurt. Like, I want to see these people achieve success. Granted, not everybody's going to achieve the same success, but I mean, don't make it a clown show, you know. And that's what I'm afraid about this season. We haven't seen anything or heard anything or what's going on yet, but I mean, I'm just afraid that, you know, they're going to do all these little silly things just for entertainment purposes. And, you know, it's like, well, at the end of the day, I want to see the people who can really be a legitimate wrestler. I don't want to see them running around, you know, making a mockery of anything. So, I don't know. I think that's what really, you hit it, the nail on the head, you know, that's what Tough Enough should be.
Well, and I think that really what gets me the most about this show is that there's a rumor going around, whether it's true or not, we don't know, but that they already have the contestants picked out.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen some of the videos, everybody's watched them. There's been some hits, there's been a lot of misses. But, you know, how can they say that they're looking for the right people when all the people that are, you know, trying out or whatever, sending the videos in right now, aren't going to be, and I don't think this should be limited to just like wrestlers, because they can find other personalities like announcers or, you know.
And I could, it could be a whole part of the experience. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's one of those, we'll have to see what they do this year, but I just hope it doesn't fall into that trap of, well, we just did this last time, so might as well just try to update it a little bit. And, you know, I'm like, it's all right. But I feel like what they're going through does not get them ready at all to be a pro wrestler, to be on TV, to be in the WWE. It's just like, you know, going to clown college and, you know, you don't know what else to do with them. So,
Steve, I've got a lot more to talk about here. Obviously, I'm never at a loss for words. I don't think you are either. But right now, we have none other than Jackie Haas, who's going to be joining us right now. So, let's hear what she has to say, possibly about Tough Enough. please welcome Jackie Haas.
Hi there, guys. How you doing?
We are doing fantastic.
Oh, you're gonna answer me back so much. I guess I should ask you how you're doing.
Well,
sorry.
I'm doing great, but how are you doing today?
You know what? It's a good day. Honestly a very good day. My days are usually far and few between, kind of controlled. It's controlled chaos is what it is, and today's chaos was pretty controlled, so that's good. Having four young little kids and still trying to work a little bit here and there in the fitness industry, and then of course doing awesome appearances like this fan fest and everything, just kind of keeping a lot of things on my plate. So today's been a good day as far as kind of having everything roll all together. So,
well, let's get right into that. You brought it up. On June 27th, there's going to be the Fan Fest. It's the New England Fan Fest in Rhode Island. Now, you're part of the Super Ticket. You're going to get to meet a ton of fans. How long has it been since you've been in the Northeast?
You know what? I want to say that is actually one of the areas where, of course, you know, wrestling conventions and programs and just wrestling in general is still pretty widespread, but it's been, gosh, this is horrible to say. I want to say I was there 2 years ago, if not a little bit prior to that, but this is kind of the biggest event that I would say within the last, like, 2 to 3 years, maybe, so.
All right, well, we're glad to have you back. Now, not only are you part of the Super Ticket where you can, you know, sign autographs and take pictures with fans, but you're also part of the Bikini Super Ticket. And I was just told today that that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to wear a bikini. I was very confused about that.
Oh.
So,
absolutely not. Anyone who is involved in the Super Ticket has to wear a bikini. So I just want to throw that out there. So you were, again, misinformed.
Okay.
You have to wear a bikini. So, you know what? And you guys get prizes, too. Those of you who come there with the most, let's just say, I guess, kind of creative bikini style. Who knows? Maybe all of us Divas, ex-knockouts, you know, all of us girl models and everybody over there wrestling, we'll throw something together in a pot for the most creative bikini. So maybe we can make that an aspect too.
That sounds awesome. What's your favorite part of coming to conventions like this? I know you've been to a lot of them, but is it seeing old friends? Is it meeting the fans? What is it?
I think I hit honestly the first two that would always forever be on my list. Number one, I mean, I love being a part of the wrestling community. And yes, it's been quite some time since I've really been active, done a few indie shows here and there. But, you know, first and foremost, I always have to say it's the interaction with the fans and the you great fans out there that have given myself and every other wrestler, whether it's been a tremendously long legendary career or, you know, something a little bit shorter, but still made it very purposeful and a huge meaning in my life. And without the fans and still having the interaction, even today, and especially at conventions like the Fan Fest here, that's kind of one of the number one things that attracts me to, you know, coming to these. And then second of all, of course, just seeing friends, you know, from across the United States and some from across the world that you really would not have a chance to, you know, to catch up with and just reminisce and have good memories to add on top of to the old memories. So those two are, you know, close hand in hand, but I always want to thank the fans and say you're the reason why this all exists in the first place. So to give back to them and, you know, and just share stories and this and that and find anything they have and all that, that's usually the number one.
Okay.
And then honestly, coming in a close top third would be to just be able to sleep in my own bed without, you know, having 9,000 feet and the whole nine yards, like, kicking at me. Have a good night's sleep in my own bed in a hotel room. It's almost like a little mini break vacation for me, too. So I love my children to death and Charlie and everything, of course, but sometimes you just need a second to breathe. So these weekends, every once in a while, even though they're jam-packed and they're full and it's a lot of work, it's just sometimes a good time to reset myself, too.
Okay. Well, we're going to get right into this. I know, obviously, that we can't go without talking about Tough Enough, and that's strictly because there's the new Tough Enough that's getting ready to come out in June. Now, right off the bat, would you have any advice for people that are trying to get on this show?
I know this is the old, like, generic cliche kind of thing is, like, you know, never give up and believe in yourself. But first and foremost, never give up. I mean, I tried out for the first one, was cast in the top, well, brought up to the top 25, but did not make the final 13. Went back to college, and not to say I didn't think about it anymore, but there was just always a little birdie on my shoulder that said, you know what? I've ran my entire life. I've run through many injuries. Wrestling, of course, does not compare to running cross country or track on all of the apparent levels. But just, I mean, once you know something's in your blood and once you want to go for it and do something, just never give up on it, really. If it seems like something that is so out there, something that is so, you know, just ridiculous that you never thought in a million years you might do, or on the contrary, if it's something that you've tried for your entire life. I mean, nothing is ever impossible. And for those that really kind of are at a crossroads or an odds or of, you know, oh, I'm too nervous to do this, or God, I can't wait to do this, just believe in yourself. I mean, if you don't have that aspect of knowing that you're there for a reason and a purpose, you're never going to convey that to any of the WWE superstars, and especially to any of the ones that are judging this. You know, Vince, of course, is probably always going to be the final say, and no matter what happens. And no one exudes their own sense and breed of personality and true confidence like Vince McMahon, even though he's somewhat out of the scenes right now. But, you know, Triple H and Stephanie and everybody that's up there, it's the exact same following. So, you know, don't go out there and be, oh, should I be doing this? You know, believe in yourself and believe in yourself being there and know that you are tough enough. And if you're not, you'll be weeded out. So, you know, mental strength comes before the physical. You need a hell of a lot of physical strength to get through this, but prepare yourself mentally for it.
Now, you mentioned trainers. Now, on your season, Al Snow was a trainer. There, yeah. Bill DeMott, Bob Holly. Did you feel like...
Ivory
as well?
Chavo.
Yes, yes.
Ivory and Chavo, yeah.
Did you feel at any moment... I know that there's been some things being said recently about Bill DeMott and his training style. Did you ever feel like that you were being pushed for, like, harder than you should have been, or do you think it was just part of the training?
You know, I had Bob Holly too. That was my trainer, actually. So yeah. Bob, it was pretty much Al, Bob, Chavo, and Ivory. Bill came on kind of here or there because I started, I believe, the next season a lot more. Mm-hmm. But he was there. But I can tell you, Bob Holly and learning how to take a drop kick right square in the nose from Bob Holly is one of those things that let's say was a little controversial even with my show. But even though Bill DeMott, and I'm just using Bob as my own personal experience, but you know, they do what they have to do to get across, and like I said, to almost weed out those that, you know, that think they're there, and then to bring in those that maybe that they know that they have the heart and the determination and the strength. But it takes a hard trainer. It takes hard mentors to somehow get you to that level. Because once you get on the road, you know, you have to prove yourself. And those of you who are trying out, you have to prove yourself literally day in and day out, whether or not you're the biggest superstar there making multi-million dollars or just fighting for the littlest of storylines. Every single day you enter the building, you enter the ring, you have to prove yourself. And that gets taxing, and it's very tedious, and it's very mentally frustrating and mentally hard. So the more that any tough enough trainers, and I'm using that specifically just from the show, but that goes along with, you know, any NXT trainers, any wrestling mentors and trainers, that's their job. It's their job to push you to the limit and to push your buttons, you know? Now, not to the point where they're intentionally hurting you, or also whether it's, you know, hazing to a point to where it's just criminal. Now, that should never be tolerated. But I believe in tough love. And I believe in giving those athletes a just a little taste of what it's going to be like to be on the road day in and day out. And, you know, some days it's going to be a breeze, and other days you're just going to say, why the hell did I sign up for this in the first place? So for a trainer to, like Bob Holly, I mean, even Al goes, why in God's name would you be 2 feet from her, Bob, and tell her not to move and see if she can take it? You know, at this point, I'm, you know, a little girl, and there's this big, huge Bob Holly, like, tough-ass guy. But, you know what, it's one of those things. You want to see if I get back up and complain. And, you know, Bill DeMott has the same type of philosophy, I guess. But name-calling and degrading, I haven't seen too much about Bill lately, honestly, even though you're saying there's a lot out there. But like I said, anything where it's bullying, absolutely not. But to the point to where they're pushing you and touching your buttons and really seeing who's the strong will survive, that I am 1,000% in support of.
Awesome. Now, you've kind of been talking about this. You just said NXT, which makes me think that you are still, you know, familiar with wrestling. Do you pay much attention to what's going on today?
Honestly, the only... I haven't for a while, and then my kids started like, can we watch Raw? Can we blah, blah? And actually, I'm sitting outside of Russ, my four-year-old, amateur wrestling training with Charlie right now. He's a coach at a our local wrestling club, along with my brother-in-law, who's extremely successful amateur wrestler, and we have the amateur wrestling just all throughout our family and in our background. So that being said, now that my kids are of age, my boy and even my 2.5-year-old Chuck, I mean, he wanted to go in there and, you know, roll around with his brother. They're understanding this. They play wrestling. They play WWE at home. Like, they've gone to shows with Charlie every once in a while. You know, Charlie will do some shows where he keeps in touch and he's friends with a lot of the promoters that he broke in with and, you know, wants to give back, to what gave him so much. So that being said, I have, and especially when the Divas show came back out, I was curious to see how everything would be portrayed. So I would say within the last year and a half or so, I certainly don't follow it a ton, but I know to an extent kind of what's going on. So
what, speaking of Total Divas, what were your thoughts of that? Do you think that it gives an accurate portrayal of life as a diva?
You know, some episodes I think have hit it dead on, and others are like, oh, this is so kind of Hollywood and, you know, just your soap opera drama. But then again, wrestling is soap opera drama. So it really is. I think when it focuses on a little bit more of like the guts of what it really takes to be a wrestler versus in your personal life, don't get me wrong, that is absolutely direly important for the fans to understand and for wrestlers to understand what a toll that takes on it. But also at the same token, you know, I was surprisingly kind of impressed. That's kind of my overall, I was a little bit biased in the beginning as far as, oh, you know, what are they going to do with this or how's this going to be or whatnot. And like I said, episode to episode, some of them are like, okay, that was a little too much over the top of, you know, a shopping addiction with Nikki Bella or with Brie Bella or whatever. But then, you know, but then it all tied together where it really does show, like, you know, people can make a gazillion dollars, but you have to be financially responsible with it. So it comes out with a good message in the end. And it also just shows the real life of the girls and what they go through. And I think they have a very good broadcast of characters. And that's what everybody is. Even on Tough Enough, you're cast as a character, believe it or not. It's quote-unquote reality television, but I think the whole networks is a whole, of course, E, and then, you know, WWE's involvement with it. I think they did a really good job of kind of the full picture to this point. So, like I said, some instances or episodes you kind of go, I don't know about that, and then other ones you're like, wow, they're kind of, it makes you proud to have gone through that in your life, especially for myself. So,
well, with WWE now, there's the network, and we've talked a lot about this on shows before. You now have a whole new generation of people that are watching some of your stuff for the first time. How does that make you feel as a performer that I mean, I don't know that you go back and watch everything that you've done, but, you know, there's people your kids' age that are going to be watching this. Are you just happy to have that passed on to different people now?
Oh, absolutely. And which some of which are banging at the door right now to get into the car. Maybe you should even ask Kayla, my oldest. She's right here.
One of the Haas dynasty, I'm going to say. Kayla, how are you doing today?
Good.
And what do you think about this whole wrestling business? Are you excited to watch it now?
Yeah.
So your mother and father are both in, have been in professional wrestling. They're still in wrestling. Do you think it's something that maybe you'd want to do someday?
Yeah.
And
whether or not we let her, that's another question, right?
Absolutely. Who are some of your favorites?
Rey Mysterio, and I like Kurt Angle, and I like Shelton Benjamin, and I like
who's on TV right now that you really like? What about girls? Who do you like girl wise?
The Bella Twins.
The Bella Twins. There you go.
I like the Bella Twins.
All right. Well, I...
He likes old school. See, we trained her well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I definitely appreciate your time, and maybe we'll be interviewing Kayla Haas in the future as a female professional wrestler.
Actually, we're putting her more towards the Olympic soccer route because she is a... Oh, she says it, not wrestler, too. But she is a dominant force on the soccer field. You actually... She uses some wrestling moves, I can tell you, a time or two. She's thrown an elbow or a high kick, or she has, you know, went to go body slam somebody, and we've had to pull her back a few times. She's 8, by the way. So.
Wow, wow. Well, I'm terrified, as I can be. But we definitely look forward to seeing you, and hopefully whenever the Fan Fest rolls around, we'll be able to talk to you live that day. So thank you so much for being on, and... You know, we wish you the best, and we will see you June 27th live in Providence, Rhode Island.
Absolutely. So those of you, just if I can say this, those of you who have not, there's a VIP, not know exactly what's going on. There's a VIP dinner the night before, and then I think you talked about the also the Fan Fest with the questions. With the questions and the panels that I'll be a part of, and several other wrestlers, of course. And then we already, of course, discussed the bikini photo op that you need to be a part of as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of fun stuff, a lot of great wrestlers, you know, some of which who are a little bit newer to the scene, and then all of us old farts like myself and some of the other few that have been off the scene for a little while. But it should be a great weekend, the last weekend in July. New England Convention Center, I believe, right?
That's yes. Yes.
So, yeah. So, perfect. So, thank you so much. I hope to see everybody out there. So, bring all your autograph books, all your memorabilia, anything you can think of. And I will be happy to, and hopefully anybody else there will be happy to give you some good memories to go away with. So, thank you guys very much in advance. And tickets can be purchased at the door or at the official website. And that's, I think, NewEnglandFanFest.com.
I think that you had a career in advertising. If you didn't make it in wrestling or fitness, that was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I did go to school for journalism for a little while before I entered this crazy world, but...
Hey, once again, thanks to Jackie Haas. Jonathan, another former Tough Enough contestant who probably made more fame with her name of just being a contestant on the show than an actual winner. So, hey, you never know what's going to happen when you're on Tough Enough, right?
Absolutely. I think that there's really something to be said about just getting a lot of exposure. But whenever you do reality shows like this, sometimes you get people who aren't really in it for wrestling. They just want to get their name out there. So yeah. Hopefully we don't have that this season. I really like to see some of these people come in and they're relatively unknowns. That's something that's missing in wrestling because of independent wrestling and the internet. Everybody knows everybody. Yeah. So, you know, before Solomon Crowe was in NXT, everyone knew him as Sami Callihan. So It wasn't, you know, that special. Now you can either get people who have never wrestled before that will literally this will make their career or start their career,
mm-hmm.
or someone who's relatively unknown, only you know regionally known somewhere. So I'm looking forward to seeing who they get, the divas and the you know male superstars. But you know, last season there's a lot of special guests that they had on the show. So they would do the Tough Enough show, and then maybe towards the end or in the middle or whatever, they would bring a wrestler in. Sometimes they would bring in an actor or another sports star.
Well, who'd they have? Who'd they have over the past?
Well, I know like Rey Mysterio was on there. John Cena came out. You know, you had Vince McMahon on the season finale, which was pretty awesome. James Rodet, who was he starred in Psych on USA Network. Now yep. I wasn't like Psych like he really did. And he's also been in Dukes of Hazzard and a few other movies and stuff. And there was another interviewer, John Telly, I think. He was a basketball player and stuff that was on the show. But regardless, you know, it's neat because they can bring people in. And I think that now more than ever, WWE is getting kind of back into pop culture. So we had Wiz Khalifa on the other day. Yeah. We've had, you know, all these special guests. We had Hugh Jackman before. So why not bring some of them on? Because I don't mind if they're doing things that are teaching them how to talk yeah. or how to be more charismatic, because those are sort of things that you definitely need from a superstar. But
sure.
I don't need to see them get attacked by a police dog. Like
I know.
You said. So, but yeah.
Who do you want to see then? Who like we heard some of the past guests. So like, I don't know. Who do you want to see this year? Because I mean, some of the names you said of who were on the past. Anybody specific you personally want to see?
I definitely, you know, obviously Seth Green now is sure. like, he's even got a network show. I'd love to see Seth Green. Somebody who's a rabid wrestling fan that we don't get to see a lot of in the WWE is Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
He's another one that I think they're, you know, friends. And I highly encourage anybody to go out and watch the video Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, which features both of them. If you haven't seen it yet, it's an amazing video. But yeah, I really like people who really like wrestling and yeah. aren't just there, like, you know, William Shatner would be another fun one, I think, that's
yeah.
a big wrestling fan.
I really want to see some more legends on there, and legends like, you know, George the Animal Steele, superstar Billy Graham, like really older guys who have been through it all back in the day. And I kind of like, you know, a lot of the kids out there, I'm going to say kids because there's a lot of guys younger out there doing this, trying out than how old I am. But I mean, you know, I want to see the legends talk to them. I want them to tell them their point of view of how it used to be and continue that tradition, because a lot of guys and girls, you know, they just want to be on it because they want to be on TV. They don't want to be a wrestler because they like the business. You know, they just want the popularity, the fame, and they could care less if they just have to do a few flips or whatever in the ring, you know, just to get that. And that's the kind of thing where the legends come into to talk about the history of it, to tell them where they came from, how it was in their time, and how, you know, it's grown. But I mean, you know, just remind them why they're doing it or why they should be doing it, you know, really have a passion for it like any other job you would want to do. I mean, any job you do or do you have now, I mean, I'm sure people that work at McDonald's are not growing up saying, I want to work at McDonald's for the rest of my life. You know, it's like one of those things to where I'm going to do this to get to the next step. And, you know, this, you know, so I feel like a lot of people are just using this as a springboard to celebrity, to where a lot of the other guys are using it to do it because that's what they want to do. You know, it's they have a passion for it. So I hope we see some legends on there talking about this. And, you know, and I hope they weed out the ones that are just there to earn a quick buck because, you know, they do a few sit-ups and push-ups and they got some tone definition or whatever you want to call it.
Well, and I think that what they say all the time is that people get into it and they don't realize how tough it is, and hence the name Tough Enough. So it's going to be really cool to see some of these new people. I've been looking at a lot of the videos lately. But I have to keep saying that the best ones that I've seen so far are ones where they don't take themselves so seriously. Like, I can only see enough of the people that come in and say, you know, I was born to be in the WWE. I've got big muscles and I can run a 440 and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, cut a promo, you know, like, come out and say, you know.
You know, I had a promo. And no, actually, now we're putting you on the spot, Jonathan, because if you go to part one, Jonathan kind of put me on the spot. So now, Jonathan, the tables have turned for episode two or special part two. Jonathan, I'm going to put you on the spot for Tough Enough. I want you to cut me a one-minute Jonathan Benjamin promo or whatever you want, whatever your character is. And let's see if you could be tough enough. Jonathan, the clock is ticking.
All right. Well, everybody out there that's listening, I just want you to know right now that Jonathan Benjamin is tough enough. Jonathan Benjamin is good-looking enough. Jonathan Benjamin is funny enough. There hasn't been a contest that has been created that I'm not good enough for. So this is just another stepping stone for Jonathan Benjamin. You know, you've got all of you people out there telling me how big and strong you are, but guess what? That only gets you so far. In the WWE, what does the E stand for? That's entertainment. And I am about to entertain all of you. Because listen, baby, this is the American dream, baby. And I think that Jonathan Benjamin is tough enough, daddy. And you know what? If Hulk Hogan was here right now, which he's not, but if he was, he'd say, let me tell you something, brother. Or if the Macho Man, he'd say, Jonathan Benjamin is too tough for this competition. Dig it.
Well, Jonathan, there's your tough enough promo. Will he get in? Decide. Well, there you go, Jonathan. Being put on the spot, you know, just like that. That's the whole magic behind it, you know. See if you can really... You know, if you really have what it takes to be the next big thing, you know. So it should be interesting this season. I'm kind of curious what they do different to past seasons, what kind of guests we're going to expect. But, Jonathan, there's no guest like the next guest. He had his first ever podcast experience with us on our WrestleMania special. He is now returning to give us a little promo about his, you know, his training or, you know, his tough enough tryout. Well, you know, with his video. But ladies and gentlemen, Keith Apicary is in the house.
Neo Geo, Neo Geo, four white buttons and two joysticks. Neo Geo, Neo Geo, cool red cabinet, name that dick.
Hello, everyone listening to another wrestling podcast. It's me, Keith Apicary. Welcome to hearing me. So, you've all seen me before, and I guess you've heard me too if you watch the videos, but now you're selectively only hearing one of my abilities, my mouth. And this mouth is what's going to carry me to the top. Now, I don't want to talk all big and that's like this mean man who's going to take down everyone else, because I'm not. I'm not like everyone else and tough enough. I'm not going to do any damage really to anyone besides myself. But do you care? No. You just want to keep Carnage. And that's my middle name, Keith Apa Carnage Carey. And I'm going to do the best selling you've ever seen. I'm going to sell more than the show-off sells when he's selling his soul's moves. I'm going to be the rag doll that's getting beat up, and you're going to be loving it, because that's what I like to do. I just like to entertain the crowd. And if no one wants to fight me and no one's tough enough for me, then I'll just fight myself, because really I'm the only opponent worthy of getting in the ring with myself. So I'll do whatever it takes to get in there and entertain the world. So tell everyone to go look at the videos that are having me inside of them that I've made for Tough Enough, and tell Vincent McMahon and Triple that I am the number one contender for Tough Enough. I'm actually too tough. I'm tougher enougher. So, yeah, just go on and do it for me. Thanks.
All right, Jonathan. Well, thanks again to Keith Apicary. Wow. If he doesn't win Tough Enough, Jonathan, I mean, I don't know. It's got to be rigged.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Keith has got the intangible qualities of an actual superstar. You know, he may not have the body. He has the body of your uncle, but he definitely has the charisma, and I hope that even if he doesn't get to be a WWE superstar, that we see a lot of Keith Apicary in the future.
All right, Jonathan, coming into the studio right now, we have another Tough Enough winner. Daniel Pewter is joining us right now.
You have an all-around winner. He won WWE Tough Enough. He's undefeated winner in MMA and just a winner in life. He uses his celebrity for good, working with charities and speaking out against bullying. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Daniel Pewter. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm amazing. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, no problem. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, but first things first, you have a lot going on these days. Coming up next month, you're wrestling in Texas on June 21st. Why have you decided to create this event?
Well, it's for a nonprofit that I founded, and we're really trying to work with students, help them achieve their dreams and goals, and get to where they want to go, and you know, just have a lot of fun. And we're building out the programming in Houston, and so we decided that the first event would be great to have in Houston, and the second event we're going to have in LA, it looks like, and then Miami, and we're going to go in the major markets and do fundraising for the nonprofit. So it's going to be great.
That's awesome. Now, this event seems to be shaping up pretty well. You have another former Tough Enough competitor, Matt Cross, Davey Richards, Angelina Love. Is there anyone else that you can tell us that will be added to this event?
You know what? We're gonna have a pretty Mark Roy is my tag team partner, and we've been doing this thing called the Reset Tag Team Challenge. I don't know if you saw it, but we are giving any tag team that we're looking for one, but we're gonna give the tag team $1,000 cash, 2 first class flights into Houston, a suite for about 3 days. Well, then we'll pick up, you know, food, that sort of thing. And we're going to we're looking for the next talent, you know. We're looking to help build some new guys. We're helping to you know, find some great guys with purpose to be able to you know, give back to their community. And we've had some great applicants so far, so I'm pretty impressed by how it's going.
Well, that's great. Now, if you are a tag team that's listening right now, where can they find out more about this?
Yeah, if you go to MyLifeMyPowerEntertainment.com, they can apply on there and upload why they want to do it and what's going on you know, what they're doing for the community and giving back. And so, yeah, apply, go on, check it out. We're not only going to be doing this at this event, we have 3 more events in the next year. So we're going to be looking for, you know, the tag team that, you know, it's not just, I don't want the biggest guys, the strongest guys, the best personality. I want an all-around group, two guys that are going to, or girls, you know, that are going to really use their celebrity to make an impact in their community.
Well, that's amazing. Now that you're getting back into the wrestling ring, is there anyone specific, maybe down the road at these events or anything, that you would like to wrestle?
Yeah. I would love to wrestle Kurt Angle. That little guy has been running from me for 10 years now. I'd also love to wrestle Vince McMahon. Actually, I'd just like to fight him in a cage if possible. And that's, and maybe Triple H too. I mean, you know, either one I'll smash, you know. I mean, they're pro wrestlers. It's one thing, but you know, besides that, you know, off the top of my head, I'd love to wrestle with Al Snow. He was one of my coaches on Tough Enough. Steamboat would be amazing. You know, there's a few other guys, but I think that, you know, the wrestling, to wrestle is one thing and to entertain. But I believe that, you know, us as entertainers and athletes and, you know, celebrities, I think we can make more of an impact, you know, if we grow this next generation to want to make, you know, more of an impact with their name value and how they get on media and how they act, what they do, how they make an impact. So that's really our mission, which is going to be great.
Well, you know, do you have any desire to go back to WWE now? Not maybe to wrestle, but obviously the next season of Tough Enough is coming up. and the WWE Network's a big thing now. So, like, would you ever want to lend your talents to something like that?
No, I will never go back to WWE. I have no desire to. It's not the same purpose in life. They want to make money. My purpose is to, you know, is to help our youth and our veterans and our families to, you know, rebuild this country. You know, I think there's a lot of companies out there that have hurt this country or that haven't really, you know, it's all about profit. It's not about giving back and really making impact, you know, and so. So that's one thing I won't be doing ever again.
Okay. Now, obviously, like we just mentioned, WWE Tough Enough is coming back. As a former winner of the show, is there if you had like the biggest piece of advice you could offer someone who's trying out for this right now, what would it be?
You know what? If you try out for the Tough Enough thing, you know. I would say, you know, understand what you're getting yourself into, which most people aren't. Most people don't know. I mean, they look at the fame, and at the end of the day, most people, I'll give you an example. One of my mentors, Dave Meltzer, gave me a book of 12 wrestlers that had died, and I looked at him and he signed it before I started Tough Enough, and I said, "What's the deal?" And he goes, well, most of them drink, you know, do drugs and you know, other challenges they go through. And I said, okay, so how do I not do that? How do I? And so basically I said, you know, first day, and I almost got beat up by a few guys because I wouldn't drink, you know, and I stood my ground. And so, you know, they want you to conform to what they want. They want you to go spend the money. So you have to keep coming back, you know, and so it's a challenge of, you know, you know, it's their purpose. You know, their purpose is to make money off of you. So get ready to get money made off of you and to do what they want, how they want, when they want, and they'll fire you when they want. And it's a challenging lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mentioned this beforehand, but you're very outspoken about bullying. Why is this such an important issue for you?
You know, when I was a student in school, they labeled me as learning disabled, which... I just learned differently. You know, I didn't learn with words. I learned with my hand, but I learned with, you know, I'm good at building relationships. I was good at fighting, wrestling, you know, building houses with Habitat for Humanity. I did a bunch of stuff, but at the end of the day, the learning is a challenge in school. So they labeled me that as a kid. I was picked on, I was bullied. I was laughed at, consistently. But now I grew up and I got big and everybody stopped picking on me. And now I think that I was blessed with the ability to go back and stand for others and, you know, bullies do it for a reason too, which is a challenge. You know, bullies, you know, they're bullied. They're being hurt in some way and they're taking their hurt or frustration, you know, to create short-term fulfillment in their lives and they do it in a negative way. And it's a process, you know, it's a learned process and it's a behavior. And so I think that, you know, no company ever wants to hire a bully, you know? And so you either lose friends or build friends in life. You have two options. And, if somebody hurts you, you either can hurt them back or you can understand why they're doing it and help them. And so, you know, when you start understanding that, you start knowing that you can, you can really do a lot to make an impact. So it's you know, that's why we're really into making a long-term impact instead of just me going into schools and speaking and leave. You know, we're actually creating the next generation of role models and of CEOs, executives, pro athletes, and helping them get somewhere.
Well, it's a great organization. We're very happy of all of your. Everything you're doing now and everything you're going to be doing. But for people out there that are interested in learning more about this, I saw you have a few new websites going right now. What can you tell us about those websites?
Yeah, so you know, you can check out danielpugh.com. MyLifeMyPower.org is our website for the charity, the nonprofit, and you can check out you know what's funny is I'm standing here with one of my Power students. You want to hear it from him real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, he just finished the program. I'm looking over. He's at Homestead High School in Florida. I'm standing at the school right now. Actually, hold on one second. Hold on.
Hey, my name is Savon Brown.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great.
So, what was this program? What does it meant to you? Was Daniel very helpful for you?
Yes, the program is great. I learned a lot of new things, how to go further in life.
Do you think that you'll be able to teach this to other people as you get older?
Yes, I'll show them my book.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you doing your best, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, so he wants to become a CEO of a company, and he wants to. He dresses up. He's a rock star. He's got some cool kicks on, and he wants to have his own brand, his own clothing brand, and stuff like that. So it's pretty awesome. We're working on a kind of a little business plan to get him an internship right now and resume. And next year he'll become one of our mentors that actually mentors one of the freshmen. He's a freshman this year, so it's pretty awesome.
That's great to see that you know, like you said, you're not just doing this as a one-time thing. You're really investing in these people's lives and trying to make a difference. So we thank you so much for that. Anytime that you need to, you know, come back on to talk to us about it, we would definitely love to have you. And other than those websites, where can people keep up with you today?
You know, if they want to go to my Facebook, my Twitter, Instagram, Google+, all the social media, you know, that's out there, you know, add me and I'll add them back. We're going to be doing some cool stuff. I want to know where people are. If they want to go to, one of the big things we're doing is we're doing a subscribe thing. I want to know where people are that love wrestling, because we want to do more shows in different cities. So that's one of the big things that we're looking for right now.
Well, I will tell you, we are based on the Northeast, so you should definitely come up in this area. Obviously, it's a pretty big area for wrestling, so we'd love to see you in the Northeast.
You got it. Keep rocking. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Now, Jonathan, you know, in the past, a lot of the winners, well, a handful at least, really never went on to do anything. Now, with that said, after winning this season, does the contestant go straight to the main roster, or do we see them go to NXT, or what happens with the winner? What's the whole purpose of winning this event? Because, I mean, I want to, you know, if I'm going to be a part of this, I want to know what I'm winning.
Yeah, I think that in the beginning, like with all these tough enough things, the goal was to get you on the main roster. And, you know, back then they didn't have NXT, so they had OVW or they had FCW or wherever you went to, and you kind of trained for a little bit, but then they put you on the roster as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the worst possible thing. I know they want to capitalize on saying, like, this guy just won Tough Enough, and so we have to get him on, or gal, for that matter. But I think that they should say, listen, if you win Tough Enough, then you win a contract to NXT.
No, that's unique. Yeah, definitely. And it gives them time to, you know, hone their craft, and they can work down at NXT, the Performance Center, and, you know, really see if, you know, they can work something out with it, because it's not going to happen overnight. You got to train, you got to, like, you know, really do it, you know, and a lot of these guys in NXT right now have been on the road for like 10 years and already, you know, like legends in their own right. And so, you know, I don't want to see a guy fast-tracked, but I'd like to see him actually have a spotlight on him and see his progression. I don't want to see him, like, you know, they really need to choose wisely kind of thing, and, you know, really keep an eye out for a candidate that can actually last, because it would be something to see them, you know, work their way through NXT, work their way to the main roster, and then one day become the champion. Whether it's 5 or 10 years down the road, he has that starting point of Tough Enough, which, like, you know, right there puts Tough Enough in the books as, you know, a good legacy builder, to where, you know, this is where it started. And, you know, but there really hasn't been anybody like that. There's been a lot of famous contestants. They're not winners, a few handful of winners like John Morrison, you know, but other than that, it's like, you won, now where are you kind of thing, especially last season. I mean, we joked a little bit around on the last part, but where is he? Where is he right now? Silent Rage, Jonathan. I mean, that's the winner from last time, and it's like...
He's been a little too silent. I'm afraid that he may be, like, you know, in Vietnam whenever there's Charlie. Like, I'm a little nervous that he's just going to pop out somewhere. Like, Andy Kaufman style. And
but now, here, remember when Vince McMahon, so the last episode, Vince McMahon, you know, comes on and picks, it was Luke Robinson and Silent Rage. Now, do you think Vince McMahon just picked Silent Rage because everybody knew or thought that he would pick Luke Robinson should have won, just to be like, oh, you thought he was going to win, so I picked the other guy kind of thing. And it kind of screwed it up because, I mean, Luke Robinson could have had a promising career. He was talented. I mean, nothing a little, you know, work could have done. He was fine. He had the superstar look. You know, he was athletic. He was great. I think he was great on the mic for what he was doing. He was a heel. But yeah, they just picked the other guy. And I think that was the thing that ruined it for them, because I think they could have had a real star in Luke Robinson.
Yeah, I think that with the last season, you know, the very first episode kind of set the tone that they wanted to prove that people were, you know, in this for the wrestling part of it. And, you know, the one that I still shake my head at is that Matt Cross did not win Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And he was the most athletic out of all of them. I think he's now went on to do a lot of different things, but he's just like a really good person. So I think that, like we've said before, that maybe it's not such a bad thing to lose Tough Enough, because, you know, even unless, like we said, unless you go down to NXT to get polished before you come to the main roster, it seems almost like a death sentence for you to win.
Well, now I kind of hear that through the grapevine. I'm hearing that social media is going to play a big involvement in this year's Tough Enough. Granted, we always see polls and stuff on TV that are pretty much rigged all the time, but I mean, you can't beat the tweet almost. So do you think, you know, social media, Facebook, especially probably Twitter, where they're having vote for this week's contestant, do you think, you know, finally, you know, the fans will have a voice and you know, it's not so as tailor-made to be, well, it doesn't matter what we say, we're going to pick this guy anyway. Do you think, you know, the fans will have a bigger say in the outcome?
I hope, because, you know, you'd hate to think that they're doing this for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we're the ones that are paying for the tickets. We're the ones. So I just really hope that that is something that ends up being a major part of it. Because,
yeah, game changer.
Yeah, I mean, because to be honest, and this is no joke, like, I would literally rather have Keith Apkarry in there, somebody of his caliber who is not polished or whatever, than just somebody that's a carbon cutout of, like, John Cena. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I'm not saying anything's bad against John Cena, but a lot of these guys look the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, we talked about this in other episodes where it sounds like, you know, there's Luke Harper, there's Eric Rowan. They started out with the story, but now they're just like guys. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's Luke Harper.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd rather have somebody like, you know, Keith Apkarry that has some style or pizzazz, whatever you want to call it. So I hope that people's voices are really heard and that actually plays a role.
Sure. And guys, like we said, guys and girls, speaking of being social media, could be friendly on this show. Make sure you guys tweet us at A Wrestling Pod. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/AnotherWrestlingPodcast. Jonathan, we're on Instagram, Another Wrestling Podcast. We're on all the social media platforms that you should be on. So check us out, AnotherWrestlingPodcast.com. Leave us your feedback. Hey, we even have a hotline. You can call us at 802-AWP-7672. That's 802-297-7672. Ask us a question. Comment on a show that you heard in the past. Anything you want to ask us. The best will be played on the following show. So, guys, get out there, get on the phone, and call us.
Community calendar.
Saturday, August 1st at 7 p.m., Wrestling Under the Stars 4 for Northeast Wrestling. Come see Rey Mysterio, the Hardy Boys, Alberto El Patron, Velvet Sky, Mickey James, the Young Bucks, Samoa Joe, and Northeast Wrestling champion Matt Taven. Guys, head on over to northeastwrestling.com for more information and to purchase tickets today.
All right, everybody, listen up. On July the 18th from 12 to 2 p.m., Another Wrestling Podcast will be live at Tito Santana's Taqueria in Beacon, New York, with none other than Tito Santana himself. Come on out, get a picture, get an autograph, and there's going to be a special combo that if you get a picture and autograph with Tito, you get a free taco. And you know that is one of my mottos in life, that you do anything for a free taco. So come on out, support another wrestling podcast, support this great local business, and come meet Tito Santana. Arriba!
Also, guys, the New York Mets hospitality group, Metropolitan Hospitality, is hosting the first ever Legends of Wrestling event at Citi Field on Sunday, June 7th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., rain or shine. Wrestling legends including Bret Hart, Bill Goldberg, Ric Flair, the Nasty Boys, among many others, will be in attendance. Tickets start at $25 for festival access, and to watch the main event, add a VIP package to your ticket purchase for as little as $15. Head on over to Mets.com/wrestling for more information. We want to thank you guys for listening today. Every week we create something for you to listen to, and it's absolutely free. We are the Wrestling Fans Podcast, because after all, we're fans also. Help us out by subscribing to our show on iTunes. While you're there, you can rate us and give us a good review.
If you're looking for more AWP, then head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com to find out more about upcoming guests and where we may pop up. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and buy an official AWP shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com. We couldn't do the show without you, so please tune in next week for
another wrestling podcast.